Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruz. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained. Front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Express. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure bust pipes. I know I'm faster, y'all. To know me's to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think match
the street like Cairo. Assault like show, with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. August 18th, 2020. It's Wild Out Wednesday, and we in the building, baby. I got Styles the God, T-Row, ICE, and the engineer who keeps all the nuts and bolts to the street. Putting the drywall up, making sure we secure. OG the Buck. What the deal, OG?
Wild Out Wednesday. The NBA playoffs is here. I cannot wait to get this show rolling. Like I say every day at this time, Let's go.
Man, but before we get into that, somebody by the name of John Folk, the play-by-play announcer for the Charlotte Hornets, put up a racial slur in his tweet. And he wants to say that he mistyped his tweet when it should have said Nuggets instead of, you know the word, streets. So I'm going to ask you, OG the Buck, two questions. Number one, did he make a mistake? And number two, he's been suspended indefinitely. Should that indefinitely turn into termination? It's the street.
Great, great question. I'll start off with the first one. Mistake. Now, let's understand, streets. Mistake can be taken in a couple different ways. You may make a mistake by intentionally sending it, or you may make a mistake by typing it. We talked about it, you know, we shouldn't have talked about it, but we all reading the same into the same thing. I'm sure the callers feel the same way. He gave his reasoning for sending it is because he was typing in Nuggets. That was his response for, I was typing in Nuggets because the Nuggets was playing the Jazz, and I had it written down, man, I'd be doing so much harder for the show, but I was going to give him his quote where he mistakenly said it. So my thing is this, and I did it on my phone. I typed in Nugget, and I'm watching my spell check to see if the actual N-word would come up. Didn't come up. It should have came up because I relate more to the word to him. I might say it in text of my cats or whatever. Never came up on my spell check. You want to know why, Boogie, the Dream Team? It's because you have to text the word in your phone for the spell check to be able to recognize it as a word that you use often. Okay, so you might not have meant to send it out. Go back to the more of my take. You might not meant to send it out per se, but the fact that you use it in context in your texts talking to your folks, that's why I got in there. And you want to be so quick to report it, you want to be so quick to get their shit out before everybody else get it out, and he didn't proofread it. Shame on you. This is the world we live in today. You got to dot your I's and cross your T's. Now, to the second part of the question, am I okay with the indefinite suspension? Of course I'm not. Get his ass out of there. Do he know the mistake that he made, that there is a black owner that owns that team? I mean, you could have made that mistake anywhere but Charlotte, the only team with a black owner. And to Michael Jordan's credit, he wasn't doing this in the 80s and 90s and, you know, the 2000s, you know what I'm saying, early 2000s, because he was trying to sell them shoes. I get it. But Mike's on board now. Mike's on board now. I remember Mike said, Republicans buy sneakers. But Mike's on board now. Mike distributed, I think, $1 million to the black causes. $100,000 a year or $10 million, $1 million a year, whatever, whatever. Mike's on board now. So you cannot use the N-word in reference in ever, and especially being hired by a black owner. Get him out of there. He deserves get out of there. Don't worry. He go work for Rush Limbaugh. He'll have a job somewhere. But it should not be with the Charlotte Hornets. And that's my take.
He should not be with the Charlotte Hornets, and he should not be employed by anybody else. He should be set an example of that word is not to be used freely, especially if you're not from that community. And to your point, it has to be in your vocabulary for it to just regularly come across your screen on your phone. So to John Folk, you know you done folked up now. You know that, right? You know that, right?
You bought the bottle of beer.
You misspelled something. You didn't, and for you to be so unprofessional and not read before you left, before you send it, I don't get that, OG the Buck. So yes, I think he should be really reprimanded for his tweet, but not only that, I think he should be not employed by anyone else ever. Am I going to the extreme? Were they going to the extreme when they was raping us? Were they going to the extreme when they made these laws that did not favor us, Black America? He should be waiting like the communities we know that are in line waiting for that unemployment check. He should be doing that. You hear me, OG the Buck?
He should be working for Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh hate blacks. He hate the cause. There's work for him. There's just not no real work for him. I mean, you know, it's white America. That's not going to get him put in the unemployment line. I mean, we live in America. Rush Limbaugh taking.
Wow. Man, oh man. Well, let's go to commercial. When we come back, it's the NBA roundup. And listen to this, OG the Buck. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends that John Folk.
Working on a weekend like usual. Waiting in the deep end like usual. Niggas
said
they passed us, they doing too much.
You know you done effed up now, son.
Nah, you know that, don't
you? You know that, don't you?
No, you don't fuck.
Don't tell me. Cisco, while I Wednesday.
In a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. No, you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move off my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about, watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on the weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what?
Someone hit your block up, I'd tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Like,
100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh, I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh, I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh, who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto Central and lick. Ooh, too many convicts that rolled me to play in this shit. Ooh, round about nonsense, get old, so I'ma spread in this bitch. Ooh, they had the counter light, lighting it up, nigga, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ, lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Drake or London, and it's extended. Ooh, they got a stretcher, nigga, how we gon' die for this shit? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. We some poor, high-class niggas made it, we rich, yeah. I was at the band, though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a shadow, live on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, got promethazine in my blood and Percocet. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. That's by the time I call him Serene. I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat though, claret the pinky. All fat though, we order the Fiji. I'm in the loop with the voo. I'm in the loop with the woo. Which one you working? I put your face on the news. I put the puss on the shirt. After I murked it, make him go shoot up the hearse. Cost me a quarter bird. Nigga's birthday and you a maniac. A fucking alien. How you spurting? Got that kitty cat on having fun with that.
It's the streets, it's talk, the sports talk show. With a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. I got Styles of God, T-Roll, I-C-E, and my man, the engineer, OG the Buck. And in the street, all they talking about is playoffs. NBA playoffs. And oh, how it has been. Both top seeds have lost their first game. Who's in bigger trouble? Donovan Mitchell, Spider-Man, went for 57 in a loss. Him and Mike, T-Mac, the only guys to do that. Jimmy Buckets, the butler, did it. He went off in the fourth quarter. Miami went up. They up 1-0. Oh, my goodness. And the beard, James Harden, without old Russ. We rolling with Russ. What he did last night, he go for 37 and 11 and 7 rebounds. Is Milwaukee in trouble? Oladipo, is he going to continue? He got hurt. Even though Boston won their first game, looked very impressive with those young boys. Hayward's going to be out a month and a half maybe. He has a grade 3 sprained ankle. Is that going to hurt Boston moving forward? And Toronto, looking like the champions they are, how they handle old Caris LeVert and the Nets. Is Brooklyn in the house? And my man Van Bleek went for 30, too. And his, you know what I mean, he went for 30. It's the streets, man. OG the Buck. Oh, and OG, yo Clippers, they barely squeaked by. And I'm going to say it. We in the streets. We ain't going to get signed. The cause against Porzingis was whack. Dude was weak. And old Luka, slippery when wet. Ooh, he went off. He had 30. Did he have 40? Luka did his thing. But they lost to the Clip Show.
We only remember the dub, babe.
We only remember the dub. Get it how you can. Gonna ask you, OG the Buck, what do you think about, your series? You know what I mean? Moving forward, I gave you some plugs on each series so far. You know what I mean? If we have to go in the next segment to talk about some, we will. But I'm just asking you, man, is Milwaukee in trouble? Did Toronto, look like they impressed you? Clip show, are you concerned about the rhythm? I mean, my man Jamal Murray, man, he went for 36, even though Spider gave you 57. You know what I mean? So I'm just asking you, man, and Warren, he did all right, but Jimmy Buckets, man, what's your take, man, on everybody played Monday and Tuesday? So just give me what's your take on the NBA playoffs so far.
Playoffs? Talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Playoffs? 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 Playoffs?
Playoffs? Did you say playoffs?
Really?
I just hope we win a game. Ain't that right, Giannis? Big heavy favorites. Heavy favorites coming into the bubble, man. You know, we got the teams out east, the teams out west. Guys didn't think Milwaukee was gonna get done like that, man. Man, let me tell y'all something, man. And I made a mention of it yesterday. We are living in a new NBA. And guess what the new NBA consists of? The new NBA prototype center. Guess what the new NBA prototype center is, fellas, Dream Team, world? It's the Russian center. Look at what Orlando with their center yesterday, what he did. Now, it's a team effort. A lot of guys did things, but the new prototype center, it's the Russian center. Look at my man from the Grizzlies, the big boy that was banging with Nurkic in that play-in game. Very nice. Look at Nurkic himself from Portland. Very nice. So it's a couple other centers that's very nice, that's Russian centers that I'm drawing a blank on. I was not expecting for Giannis and them to lose the first game. I'm going to be very honest, man. I was not expecting that. But what it showed me in this bubble, would Giannis then would have won, lost it if the first game was in Milwaukee? Probably not. Probably not. You don't have that audience. You don't have that. It's just me and you, baby. And buttholes get tight. Trust me. Very surprised. I mean, I'm going to get off of Giannis. Very surprised they lost. Am I worried? I ain't going to say I'm worried yet. But it does draw a concern. The Russian center, man, I'm going to keep talking about that. Remember, I told you that. Other business, Jimmy Buckets in the T.J. Warren show. Everybody know T.J. and Warren and Jimmy Buckets had little words during the regular season before the COVID. They mixed it up real good. So they got this little inner beef, the little inner battle that they got going amongst each other. And Jimmy takes it to him every trip. Every trip. Shout out to Jimmy Buckets. And I'm telling everybody, you guys better watch out for that Miami Ball Club. You better watch out for that Miami Ball Club. Trust and believe. I'm liking the fact that Houston was able to get it together without Westbrook. Very surprised. Very, I know Harden got to love that because it gets up more shots for Harden. So I know he got to love it. But I'm loving what Houston's handling their business. Man, Boston, Philly. You know, everybody know Boston, Philly was my Philly is my dark horse team. Everybody know that Philly my dark horse. Yeah, they lost. They got the one kid got hurt, like you said in the take when coming in. The Haywood kid got hurt. You never prey on injuries, but it might even up a little bit seeing that Simmons, my guy, is hurt. You know what I mean? So I'm looking for a very good game coming from my Philly guys coming up. I guess what I really want to ask you, Boogie, while we, going back and forth before you take your take, is are you worried about Giannis and, Middleton, Black and Miles don't get no play in my ride? But are you worried about Black and Miles, Middleton, and Giannis them going forward, if I may ask?
I'm concerned for the next round, not really concerned about this round. I can see Milwaukee winning 4-2. Let's remember Orlando did the same thing to Toronto last year and won game one in the opening round of the playoffs. And after that, Toronto put it on them 4-1. So I'm looking for Milwaukee and their great coaching staff to make some adjustments, but they do need a third scorer to give them something off the bounce. Eric Bledsoe, his history in the playoffs hasn't been that great with Milwaukee. So I'm looking for my man in Delaware. They called him White Jordan. I'm looking for my man from Villanova, DiVincenzo. You got to play him more and let him do his thing. I need him to get 15 more points. I need him to get 15 a game. So in this series, I'm not concerned because Orlando, I really don't think they can do that again with the role players or whatnot. Nikola Vucevic, yes, he went off yesterday. But can they do it for four
games?
Went
off. He had 35 points, 14 boards. The new Russian center. That's the new prototype.
Can he do it for 7? And we will see. But I commend Orlando. They coming out fighting. They have nothing to lose. I love what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Over there, they're consistent. They went last year. But Aaron Gordon, where are you? I don't see you. Are you hurt? I know they got my man Ross. You know what I'm saying? He acting like he a boss coming off the bench doing his 1-2, But I hate – the series that I love watching, but I really don't – I don't have a winner because I like both teams moving forward in the league. Utah and Denver. I just think those two teams are up next. Both teams, if old Donovan can get some young talent to play with him over there in Utah, I think they can do some things. No, win a championship, no, but then, and that's all you ask for. And old Denver, man, with the Joker and Murray, woo-hoo, they won.
You talking about Donovan that hit
that
up for 57 points?
And a
you
loss.
Talking about that Donovan?
Yeah, Spider. Yeah.
The Spider.
Old money, man. Yeah. Yep.
Joe Ingles, 19. Clarkson with 18. Rudy Gobert with 17. They need a little help.
Need a little help.
That's a high-scoring game, too.
Yes. Yes, winning overtime. My man, money-making Mitch, man. He had a brain fart. It was up 4. Could have went up 6 and got called for an 8-second violation walking it up. He had a mental breakdown.
Couldn't believe he did that.
Yeah, that was concerning to me. You know what I mean?
Couldn't believe he did that. But hold on. Let me ask you one more question about that game. And then we go to Houston. Who is Jamal Murray? 36 points. Who is that kid?
He like Murray's soap. He like Murray's soap. You put it on and you just get clean. He's so clean. Oh, my goodness. Young players, watch his footwork. Oh, my goodness. You know
he
what
looked
mean?
So cold, hey. Bud.
Yeah. Oh,
37.
Murray, man.
What can he do that again? That's the question.
I think they have a little chip on their shoulder as well, how they let Portland in 7 games at home knock them out to advance to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
You know, so that they have a little edge right now. So Jamal has a little playoff experience now. That was their first one last year. So he's tasted it. So now he has to show that he's a leader and get better and lead his team and show he's a premier point guard in the NBA. He's talked about
all eyes on
him to be an all-star. Yes, it's time for him to be an all-star now. You know. And speaking of all-stars and future Hall of Famers, he cooking. Oh, James Hardy, Har Har. Oh, James Hardy, Har Har Harden. 37-11 and 7 rebounds. And let's give Houston a little credit. They played great defense last night. They had OKC standing around. And I will say it made the Young Bucks, their first playoff appearance, it made them look young. So
let's give Jeff Green a little credit, too, with 22 points.
Oh, my
God. I like Jeff Green. He played with those Cavs. Jeff Green is clutch.
Ooh.
Eric Gordon with 21. But I really want to give credit to Jeff Green, man. Jeff Green really was the guy to put them over the edge in that game right there.
Yeah. Am I going to start calling? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. We still on there. I want to get in with a little bit of that thunder. But go ahead. What was you about to say?
I was going to say, hey, James Harden and Chris Paul, don't think it's a little bad blood there. They haven't discussed it, but don't think James is trying to put it to him like, yeah, glad you out of here. So, you know, it's a lot of underneath, it's a game within the game, and that's how they do it. And you know how they do it in the streets. Let me ask you this, DB, before I know we're up against it, and we're going to, you know, talk about some other games and we go to the, before we go to break. Victor Oladipo, calling him B.O.B., a bag of bones. I mean, he debated on going playing in the bubble. He was already hurt. He got back from injury from last year when he ruptured his quad. So I'm just going to ask you, and then he gets hurt yesterday. Him going out really took the win out their sail. So is it Indiana in trouble? I thought it was going to be a competitive series. But if he doesn't play, will Indiana be in trouble? And Sabonis not being there for Indiana really hurts them as well in the bubble.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to you right out the gate. Yeah, it's going to hurt them a lot, man, you know, playing only 9 minutes yesterday, you know, was able to come up with 4 points in 9 minutes. Victor is a very important thing. I give him his credit for even coming back. I didn't even think the guy was going to play in the bubble this year. I really didn't, but give him credit for showing up. But now that you're here, like you said, man, you got to eat your cereal. You got to drink your milk. You got to get stronger. Yeah, it was a freak accident. I think he got poked in his eye. I mean, if you can't see, you can't rock. But, you know, it's just a very bad, very unfortunate incident for Victor right now in his career.
So when we come back, you know what time it is. Woo-hoo! You know what time it is. This is Wild Out Wednesday. You in the streets with Boogie, T-Row, Ice, OG the Buck, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We're going to talk about that time, too, and new date. Friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets, let's go.
Your money records, the Army, the Navy, they ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow like Tracy and Katie. I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody
saved me. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even Pikachu. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them young and come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visu. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the ages. Man, Dre about to drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million of hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go and leave. Got M's in the bank, like, yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go and leave. Got M's in the bank, like, yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate.
You already know what time it is. It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie Down Productions. I got the Dream Team with me, Style the Guy, ICE, T Rowan. You hear the funk in the music, man. He giving it to you with the streets, man. OG the Buck. We've been talking about my man, Old John. Folk, man. You know you done folked up now. Play-by-play announcer for the Charlotte Hornets had a racial tweet. He has been suspended indefinitely by the Charlotte Hornets organization at this time. We've been giving you the update about the NBA. Both top seeds have lost their first game. Who's in trouble in the bubble? Miami's up 1-0 over Indy. Toronto is up 1-0 over the Nets. Jazz is down 1 over the Nuggets. Who else we got? Oh, yeah. Your clip show is up 1-0.
Oh, yeah.
And the Lake Show, we want to say the Lake Show for last. They're down 0-1.
Oh.
And speaking of Lake Show, oh, my. Are they in trouble?
Y'all know we forgot.
Dame Dollar with 34 last night.
34.
Oh, yeah. He had 34 last night in a win. And let me tell you this. Before you give your take, OG the Buck, listen to this. I just want to say this. In the second half, the Lakers scored 37 points. 37 points, man. AD was 8 for 24 from the field. He finished with 28. And let's say this. I'm going to give you this stat before you get your stats, because I know you got something to run off. I'm going to just give you this. LeBron James is 13-0 first round in the playoffs. Will that number change?
He went undefeated first games. First game of the first series, he was undefeated. But today ain't about LeBron James. Guess what today about, fellas? Take one guess. Y'all already know. In its entirety. In its entirety.
Dropping down, dropping
down. Maybe Dame Dollar here, trailblazing dimes everywhere. I don't want to boast, but I'm dropping dimes from coast to coast. Dropping dimes everywhere, like I just don't care. I'm dropping dimes on the bike, on the stairs. I'm even dropping dimes on my teddy bear.
Dropping dimes, dropping dimes. Dropping down, dropping down. Dropping down, dropping down. Dropping down, dropping down.
Here's my OG, original grandpa. He might be cranky, he might be old, but he feels like a timberwolf that can't be controlled. He be smelling savings, they all up in the air. He be dropping dimes on the honey bear. I'm a buzzer beater, mile high naked heater. Dropping dimes in the party in the shower. On top of Kevin's books and on mama's flowers. Like a good neighbor, he be saving us cheddar. Always got our back, makes our family better. Cooking up savings, bread, cheddar, cabbage, plants. Lois got the best state farming source plans.
Baby Dame Dollar here, dropping dimes and being nice. Got kicks kicking harder than the black belt in karate. I'm dropping dimes on dimes. I'm dropping dimes on nursing rules. It's time for a nap.
Give it up with Dame Dollar, man. In its entirety, I told everybody that Portland will win the game. I bet a guy my 50 to his 100. He was so confident that the Lakers was going to win. Let me get that honey bun. And I like my honey buns glazed. I need that $100. Give me my money. Boy, y'all try to tell y'all, man, the Trailblazers ain't playing. The hottest thing in the bubble. Y'all guys got to keep it real. We had a caller come on yesterday talking about the Lakers going to win 4-1. And old Boogie on record saying the Lakers going to win 4-1. So I guess what you're telling me is that Portland has won the only game that they going to win, and the Lakers about to win 4 straight. Is that what you're telling me? Get out of here. I'm predicting an upset. Guys, have you realized what's happening, man? Callers, listen to me loud and clear. It's the bubble. The Lakers would have never lost that first game in L.A., man. Boogie just said it. LeBron had a record streak going on first game. He won all the first games. And I guess the series is streak now. The series in trouble now. The streak series in trouble now. Get what he's telling us. He done won all his first series games. That's over with. Did y'all see when they went to TNT after the game? Do everybody see what Charles Barkley was doing? Man, you ain't never seen Barkley do no work, man. Man, Barkley was sweeping the TNT set, man. He swept the whole set, man. He predicting a sweep. LeBron, who? Man, LeBron James let Gary Trent put them clamps on him. Put them clamps on him. Where were you, LeBron? You looked awful passive. Awful passive. You talk about stats. Man, I got the stats. I didn't want to run them off, but I'm going to do it anyway. Your man, Anthony Davis had 28 points. You might say, man, 28-11, that's great. A guy had 28-11, that's awesome. But he had 21 points in the first half. Where were you second half, my man? They needed you scoring 7 points in the third and fourth quarter combined. Are you kidding me? And LeBron come with 22. Tripped up. LeBron was active. But we going to need more than 23, LeBron. That's your jersey number, son. That's your jersey number, son. We're going to need about 35, like Dame Lillard give you. 35 if you want to compete in the first round. Quit being so passive. And quit letting Gary Trent put the clamp on you. Man, I don't want to drag, man. I feel like I've been talking, man, but I'm into it. I told y'all, Portland will win the first series against the Lakers because there's no home court advantage and everything goes down me against you. And that's my take.
Street. Where are all my GOAT? Where are all my LeBron James GOAT guys and gals? Where are those? Because when you're the GOAT, you do not let the AC have any type of confidence. I don't care about a team being hot. I don't care about we playing in the bubble. You're the greatest player in the world. So why didn't you put Gary Trent on the block, and then they just throw it down in there to you. But they, what he wanted to do is play with the ball up top and think he's a point guard. Yeah, you had some assists, and that's what I say about numbers. They can't lie. Look at the eye test.
He might be cranky. He might be old.
And Vogel's going to have to get vocal and tell Anthony Davis, you got to go down to the five spot.
That's what we
because
bought you here for.
Yeah, you're going to have to make some sacrifices in this series. So that's why I keep saying we want to anoint Anthony Davis as top five player in the league. But after yesterday, how? We'll see moving forward. I think LeBron James and the Lakers will make some adjustments. And like I said, old Frank Vogel, Frankie baby, he's going to have to get vocal. And he's going to have to move old AD down to that five, man. You know, and if we just think, LeBron, if you're so much being smart, why don't you go down low? Because if you go up top and try to come in, what Whiteside doing? He's Mr. Windex. He's putting that all on the glass.
On the glass.
And Skinny Mello. And old Skinny Mello.
Mello got to be
something.
I don't know. Mello ain't the same Mello.
Mello, he only had 11 points, but it was an important 11 points. And C.J. McCullough, shout out to your C.J. McCullough from Northeast Ohio, Glen Oak High School. He had 21. And in his game, oh, my. He came out second half. And you want to – and see, Dane played 42 minutes. And I have to give him credit. He's averaging about 42 minutes a game. And he's pacing himself. 43?
Yeah, I mean, you're right there, though. Right.
Yeah.
Nurkic with that 16. I keep telling y'all about the Russian center. Nurkic with that 16. 15 boards. Remember I said it here first, man.
Danny Green had 10. Kuzma had 14. And the acquisition you made, and I was looking at both the Morris twins. One played great and saved the day for the Clippers. The other only had 5 points against the Portland Trail Blazers. So he's going to have to step up. And I'm not understanding. You bring waiters in, you play them a lot in the regular season in the bubble to end the restart. But in the playoffs, he only played 1 minute. So he's going to have to make some adjustments.
1 minute, 21
but
seconds.
All this. Right.
We own
and
it.
all this talk about the GOAT. LeBron, like I keep telling you, world, and you LeBron James fans, the difference between LeBron James and Michael Jordan, we don't have to worry about what bag he's coming out of. With LeBron James, you have to worry about, you have to guess. Is he going to be the aggressive LeBron James or is he going to be the passing LeBron James? And yes, he filled the stat sheet, and I keep telling you, world, it's all about the eye test. You look at the stats, oh, LeBron did his thing. But when you look at the game, you let Gary Trent check you. It reminds me of Jason Terry checking you in the finals. And you supposed to be the GOAT. Explain that to me, you world, LeBron James fans in the world. Give him another excuse. What's going to be the excuse now? Why do we always, and I'm saving this question for the callers. And when you call in and you're a LeBron James fan, please say that first. And because I posed the question, why do we always give the best player in the world when he loses an excuse? Why? It's the streets. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. Come verbal jab with me, L Boogie, your host, T-Row, ICE, Styles of God, the engineer, keep us all together, OG the Buck, And don't forget, world, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a
LeBron
whole lot of
one
girlfriends.
More chance.
Jeez.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl. I think of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Blow down dirty even like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo? I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. So what's it gonna be, him or me? We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie, and we coming to you from a street perspective. I got the Dream Team with me, Styles the God, T-Row, ICE, and OG the Buck. It's Wild Out Wednesday. We in the building, baby. We talked about my man, John Folk, the play-by-play announcer for the Charlotte Hornets, has been suspended indefinitely for using a racial slur during his tweet. Reference to the Nuggets and Jazz game. We gave you our NBA roundup, and surprisingly, or is it a surprise, that both number one seeds lost the first game in the bubble? Are they in trouble? James Harden went off last night. Donovan Mitchell had 57 in his first game NBA playoff in the bubble debut. He had 57 in the loss. My man, Jamal Murray, woo-wee, carried Denver to an overtime victory. What about Indiana? Will they be able to compete if Victor can't go on? And old Dame Lillard. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? This is why you're here.
Very well said. Like my man from Gladiator, Leonidas.
Are
yes,
you not entertained?
The truth. Yeah, they are now.
Jump in the excitement.
They are now.
Come jump in the asylum, man. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. We about to get our all-time caller, all-time listener, our guy down there in the south of Florida, West Palm Beach, man. Our man P, we call him P-Funk, man, because he be bringing that funk, man. Our man P from down in Florida. What the deal, baby? You in the building.
What the deal, Pot? What's up, fella? How y'all doing today, man?
Appreciate you, P. Appreciate it, man. We feeling it on Wild Out Wednesday.
Give us your take, man, on the NBA playoffs so far, P. What you going with? What you thinking?
Well, first and foremost, the whole situation with the Charlotte announcer, I thought that was pretty crazy. But at the same time, you know, you see a lot of these true colors of these basketball commentators and them putting out tweets and stuff to get them fired all of a sudden, saying the N-word and tweets and other forms of media. Like, it's just crazy to see people really, like, feel some type of way towards us, you know, and then not even show it in public, but, you know, they put out a tweet and put their true feelings out there and come to light, and then they just have all of a sudden, you know, I'm sorry moment. It wasn't my true feelings and whatnot. That's just wild to me that people can backpedal that quick, you know, in that situation. But as far as, like, you know, what's going on in the NBA, man, it's a couple storylines I'm really watching. The Orlando-Milwaukee series, that's an interesting one. I think low-key Orlando is kind of like the trailblazers in a sense. Like, they know Milwaukee best and whatnot. And I think they got a legit chance of upsetting them. As far as the Lakers show, I'm going to only say this. It's been clutch for Melo. I mean, not just Melo, but for Dame and CJ to have Melo. Just because if you look back at the other wing players they had over the years, Luke Miles, I can't even pronounce buddy name, Luke Mabute, and damn, I can't remember other dude name. He on the Clippers now, but they have some sorry wing players. You know, now they actually got a wing player who can shoot. You know, Melo may only had 11 points, but, like, you know, OG said, those are important 11 points, you know.
Right.
So they needed every one of those. With the Lakers, what I see with them is, and I talked with Styles about this probably a few days ago when I talked to him about the Lakers. I was like, with LeBron bringing it up the court every time, it feels like that stagnated their offense a little bit, where he just waiting on the ball and, all right, let me walk it up, let me jog it up a little bit and whatnot. And they half-court offense is not even that good. Like, they got a bad half-court offense. Like, they don't run no type of good out-of-bounds sets or any type of good half-court sets. It's mainly like, all right, let me post up AD, LeBron, let me get a pick and roll so I can hit an open wing player. And it's like, it feel like half their pieces don't even fit their roster. Like, it feel like they don't want to draft young talent and just make them better. They want to rely on nothing but veterans and players who really, like, pass their prime. Like, Danny Green looking like 2013 Danny Green out there. Contavious Caldwell Pope, he out there just running around just for health, you know, getting one
looking
point,
a mess.
Playing a whole half. Looking a whole mess, not even doing nothing out there for the team. I don't even know why they got JaVale McGee on the floor. He's just a negative in the plus-minus sector all game. Every game, he's negative. Can't never stay on the floor. He like Hassan Whiteside, like just always in foul trouble. Can't slide his feet. You know, and AD, he need to stop being a little hoe and just get in the paint, like for real. Like, he sit there and get the ball. They throw it to him in the paint. He hold the ball for like 3 seconds. Like, make a move as soon as you touch the ball. Like, he waiting for the defense to come to him. Like, he don't even try to make a move. Like, don't even try to get aggressive. Like, he get aggressive in the first half and then just lose it all of a sudden. Like what happened? And it's like what Boogie said. Like, LeBron, he can't be averaging no 23. He got to average like 30 at least, like 30, 35. Because you got to match Damian Lillard, who going to give his team 35, 40. Just to try to win it, you know what I mean? And he know he can't really count on his play, his support and cast. He know he got to put it on his shoulders. And his support cast know he's going to do it. But they don't know if LeBron going to do that. They don't know if Anthony Davis going to really be there for them. They know he's going to get them a couple boards. He's going to get them like 25, 28 points. But is it really going to be in a winning effort? And Frank Vogel just, I don't know. He probably got like the same situation that Alvin Gentry had, where he don't know how to work his lineups. Like he don't know how to, his rotations is just off. Like he don't want to tell Anthony Davis you're gonna have to play the five, because that's essentially what Miami did. They told Bam Adebayo, you gotta play the five, and we gonna put Jay Crowder at the four, because we have to switch everything. Like it's no way they gonna keep taking advantage of us like this. Like with our big men not being able to slide their feet. You got to have some type of athleticism in there just to switch off. Like, it's a reason why the Warriors went to Draymond and told him, look, in spot minutes, we'll have you play the five just so we can switch everything and hopefully, you know, get the stops that we need. Like, Portland got the stops they needed. And, yeah, like, I don't think it's necessarily, like, Gary Trent Jr. is like Jason Terry or J.J. Barrera or LeBron. It's just LeBron just not – he's trying to get his teammates more involved than – more so trying to win the game in its totality. So I feel like if he just get back to what he do best, which is being aggressive and then let the game come to him, let his teammates just, you know, play off him being aggressive, I feel like they'll come along a lot more smoothly. But they got to put Waiters and Swish in there. They can't be just, like, on the bench just clapping, cheering for other players who ain't doing nothing out there. Like, that's just backwards.
Right. Let me ask you this.
No, I just wanted to ask him. You say Swish, meaning JR and Deion, need to get a little more into the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they'll hit a bucket more than Caldwell Pope. You need to change the name to Can't Shoot Pope. You know?
I agree, man, and Boogie hit it great on his take. Deion, I think he averages 1 minute, 20 seconds in that ball game yesterday. That was a great point. But as far as JR, oh, man, it's just tough with him and Deion. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
as you can see.
I only said Deion because he seemed like the only person on the Lakers for real, but that can really create his own shot. Besides LeBron and AD, everybody else is just don't even let them put the ball on the floor, like, because it's gonna be a disaster.
All
right. Like Danny Green, he's trying to put the ball on the floor. He's just a catch and shoot player, but for some reason they said Danny Green, go ahead, take two dribbles. You know, we'll be all right.
He took two too many.
Right.
Let me ask you this, P. This year. Is this the best year for LeBron to capture a championship with all these young guns coming on, with Golden State being back healthy next year and with a number one draft pick? Or do you see LeBron still winning, not competing, or getting to the finals? Do you see LeBron James winning another championship? Or is this the best year that he can get it?
For me, personally, I feel like this probably is the best year to win it. Because if you look at next year, you know what I mean, Luka going to be another year older and have his playoff experience already, which going to benefit him. The Nuggets going to have more playoff experience. The West is just going to get harder. And not to mention that KD, Kyrie, they're going to be right there in the finals, you know what I mean, next year. Because I don't see no East team really competing with them next year once they fully healthy and they got a legit squad. Like, Caris LeVert is a legit player. Spencer Dinwiddie is a legit player. Like, they got pieces. Like, and they got a deep enough roster just like any other team in the West to fully compete. So I think this LeBron really best year. Because he ain't gonna see no weaker competition come next year. Everybody else probably going to be fully healthy. And it's, I mean, it's year 17. Like, I mean, how much better? I mean, granted, he's seasoned, you know, 18. Year 18 will make him more seasoned, but at the same time, he still ain't going to have that same athleticism. He can slide his feet when he wants to in moments, but again, he 2012 LeBron, like.
Streets! As usual, P, man, we appreciate you, you know what I mean, calling in and getting in asylum. And as always, P, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Appreciate the call, P.
Y'all stay safe, man.
You as well,
yes,
P. Thank you. As always, it's that time of the show. When we come back, we're going to give you our big dummy of the day. It's your boy Boogie, OG the Bug, T-Row, ICE, Styles the God, man, world, street, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. We in the building, baby. Breonna Taylor, I'm saying your name, baby.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city, I broke all the knots. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and ended on Fox. We call him Chaucer cause they gonna chop. Took her out of filings cause her pussy pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock. Cardiac eye. I'm the boss man in a suit with no tie. I can't be sober, I gotta stay high. Put me some syrup in the can and it's dry. Riding in special like Bunny and Clyde. Don't worry, baby, I keep me some fire. She needs it broken, she cannot decide. The ladies Mercedes will go to surprise. Don't sleep on Miss Lady, her pussy a prize. Digging her back while I'm gripping her side. Digging my back, this ain't regular size. We really fly, we like pelican guys. Bitch, you ain't slick, I can tell her disguise. Upgrade at my wrist, put her gas in the sky. She sing out my sauna and change her whole life. I taught her to goggle and work on her eyes. Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke all the knots. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and ended on Fox. We call them Chaucer cause they gonna chop. Took her out of filings cause her pussy pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock.
Okay, money, drink, kill, and burn, 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 burn. I took the Billy Coop back, then I hopped in Cayenne. I put the bitch in the front of the Billy in front of the driver. And man, it's just that weedy, can't smoke in the road. Right, wow, wow. I'm still double cut up, I'm drinking, I shoot off the tires. I'm in the coop by myself. I had to kick a door when I was fast. Key to the woods on the shelf. Hostess is rallying the fast.
It's the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your wholesale boogie. Before we go to our big dummy of the day, we're going to get one more caller in, man. We're going to get one more caller in. All time caller, all time listener. You know what I mean? We gave him a name as well, man. But like we said, we've been talking about our man, John Folk, play by play announcer for the Charlotte Hornets. He has been suspended indefinitely for his racial slur on his tweet the other night in reference to the Nuggets and Jazz game. We've also gave our NBA roundup, how teams have been upset, some injuries, but the biggest one of them all is, you know what time it is. Dame Dollar dropping 34 on the King and the Lakers. Are they in trouble? Are they in bubble trouble?
Dang
and
Dollar.
We got one of our callers in, all-time caller, all-time listener, man. Our guy, Killer Cole. You in the building, baby.
What the deal, baby?
What's going on,
Cole, man? We appreciate you calling in, man. You know, we had made it. We knew you had been going through a few things, man. The show been praying for you, man. All the callers. It definitely feel good to hear you on the airwaves with us, bro. I mean that.
Appreciate that. Y'all know what I came to talk about. Is LeBron James in trouble? Are you kidding me? After one game, the Trailblazers, that game was up in the air for anybody yesterday, in my estimation. So I definitely don't think LeBron James is in trouble. I'm disappointed, definitely disappointed, because he always shows me he's just not cut like those other guys that we
that we grew to love like Kobe and Jordan. He's just not cut like that. And he just disappointed me, that's all. But I definitely don't think the Trailblazers are going to beat them in this series.
Does this take away from your GOAT conversation? And I hate to do it, but we have to. Why are we giving LeBron James excuses, quote unquote, the GOAT, on you shouldn't lose game one against Portland? I don't care how hot they are. They're the number one player in the world.
Right. No, you damn so right. That's why I'm disappointed. I don't get how they lost that game. It just seemed like it was up for anybody to take, and then it was like nobody wanted to take it. Dame did all right. I mean, he got missing for a while, too, from that first quarter. Did great in that first quarter, then he got missing. So, I mean,
I don't think he got missing.
He didn't shoot very well, that's for sure.
I don't think he got missing. I think he was pacing.
Oh, you think Dame Dollar was pacing?
Because he had to let you know what time it was at the end. He had to save it.
he was just letting CJ get his shit off.
My point is, he did. And that's what guards like Dame. I mean, I've been in that position. You let guys do that. Let you take a break. Hey man, you just go ahead. Hey, Nerk, you go ahead. When I get my opportunity, because let's remember, when you're playing at point guard position, it's very different. You're handling 85 to 90% of the time. So when you get it, they can double you off rip.
Right.
And you got to
get
it out your hand. So
he played a great game,
hey,
though. I ain't taking nothing away from him. He played a great game. I can't take nothing away from that because to be that small, I mean, guys like LeBron James and Anthony Davis are supposed to take over as far as I knew. But it's like they really weren't doing nothing.
You said LeBron James played a great game?
No, I was saying Dame Dollar had a great game to be that small and then take over like that.
Gotcha.
Them guys is way bigger than him, and then they ain't, you know what I'm saying, ain't coming through like they supposed to.
Now, I went back to some shows, Killer Cole, and I recall that you said Anthony Davis was top five player in the league.
Now, I still think that.
After yesterday in the bubble, do you still think that Anthony Davis is top five before we let you get out of here?
Dina? You said
Oh, we got Kobe in the street.
I can hear you.
I said, do you still think that Anthony Davis is top five after the bubble, him in the bubble, and the first playoff game?
I still think he's top five though. How can he not be? He still had 21. That was basically all free throws yesterday. He didn't have his best game. Okay.
He had 28.
28, right. 21 in the first half, 7 in the second half. So, you know, I mean, he toned it down. Just couldn't get it going, I guess. But we're still getting to that line though.
Man, with Cole, I'm going to leave you with this. If the Lakers – now, I have the Lakers winning the next four.
The next
four. Yeah, because I had them going 4-1.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it went 4-2. Now, but if it goes 7, I'll be really surprised.
Yeah, I'd definitely be surprised, but I still don't think that – Portland can beat these guys. I just don't see it happening.
No, I don't see it happening. But I thought it was going to be a quick exit for Dame. If it goes 7, if it's a game 7, I'm going with Portland. We got it on record.
Right. I think everybody, the others
are playing so nervous and scared for the Lakers. I think they're in trouble because of the others. So that means
that
LeBron James and Anthony Davis has to go for a combined 60 to 70 points per game. They have to. I agree. It's the streets, man. We appreciate you, Cole. And you tell those people who you giving that food to tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends about the street.
C-O-L.
Streets!
So, man, we're not going to go to commercial. We're not going to go to commercial, OG the Buck, because, you know, we always, you know, it's crazy, OG the Buck, because guess we always up against it, right?
Stay up against it, Bob.
We stay up against it, so let's get right to it, man. So, John Folk.
Damn.
So, you know, old John Folk, the play-by-play announcer, who had a racial slur on his tweet, he wanted to put Nuggets, but he put the N-word. So for August 18th, 2020, on the streets, you are the big dummy of the day.
You big dummy. See what you did? Oh no, you big dummy. You dummy.
He put the N-word. I was talking about Nuggets. I'm sure you were.
Man. Yeah, you did drop. You dropped a big nugget. You sure did.
Get him out of there.
Man. It's that time. We done ran out of change. We got to get out our parking spot. We got to get back in the streets. And we're able to report on Friday, 12 p.m. So before we leave, OG the Buck, you got any shout-outs for us?
Shout-out Dame Dollar. Shout-out Dame Dollar and all the non-believers. All the non-believers. Shout-out Dame Dollar, man. I'm going to shout-out the Q. All the people in the queue, man, we appreciate it. Locked and loaded as usual. Well, I see you, B-Dub. I definitely see you having no down in Florida. Appreciate the call. My man, Plea. My man, P down in Florida. Oh, my man, Gomez in Atlanta. My bad. Killer Cove called in, man. My man just got finished fighting that COVID, and he ain't all the way great. He getting himself better every day. So that's why I want to shout out the essential workers. See how it go? It go hand in hand. It could be somebody you close to. Shout out to all the essential workers, man, trying to keep us safe. We appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. Shout out my team, the Dream Team, my man STG, ICE, T. Rowe, Boogie, appreciate it. We'll see you guys Friday, and we'll witness another upset with the Lakers. But until then, picture me rolling.
Street. Man, I want to give a shout out, a big shout out to Love, man. Oh, John Folk don't understand. You gotta love, man. You gotta love. Shout out to Hope. Want to give a shout out once again. Like you said, OG the Buck. All everybody, man. All the essential workers. You know what I mean? Breonna Taylor, I see you, baby. I want to give a shout out to all the NBA players, man, and the WNBA players who are using their platform to let the world know that Black Lives do matter. world. Keep it, keep inspiring us. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. See you at 12 o'clock on Friday. Friendly Friday.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know there's some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass. Can you niggas see me from there? Falling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about. Before. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me up? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Payne, Tyke, Mogo, Mowbray. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Is y'all ready for me? We up out this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, picture me rolling.